Chapter 1. Moving in the Opposite Spirit. When I was 21 years old, I was finally ready. Since the age of 11, I dreamed of going into full-time ministry. But after high school, my father had asked me to get a job before going to seminary, even if it was just for a year or so. I guess he wanted me to be sure I knew what I was doing and maybe even have a few experiences in the marketplace so I would be certain ministry was my calling. But after a couple of years of working as an administrative assistant at a law firm, I knew that administration was not my passion. People were. So I enrolled in Bible college. I was over the moon excited. I was eager to begin learning the deep truths of the Bible so that I could step into my God-given calling. During this time, someone very close to me began to provoke me in hurtful ways, cutting my heart deeply. For the sake of protecting that person's identity, I'm going to call him Fred. He was not a Christian. In fact, he was quite adverse to anything remotely related to church or ministry. Whenever we talked, he would tease me and call me derogatory names in an obvious attempt to get a reaction. But I always remained calm because I felt like that was the Christian thing to do. I believed I was supposed to grin and bear it. He was relentless in his pursuit to upset me, and one day his taunts escalated. Besides the usual name-calling, he said something that was unforgivable and then finished the sentence with, "Who do you think you are trying to become a pastor?" I finally lost my cool and let him have it. Uncontrollable anger burned inside of me. I yelled at him and cussed right back with fire in my tongue, wanting to hurt him as badly as he'd hurt me. I felt justified in my decision to fight back. Later, as I was talking to my mum about it, I couldn't get past what had happened, and my heart hurt even further when she didn't take my side. How could she not see that I was justified to respond the way I had? Enough was enough, right? "Don't you even care that he was rude to me?" I asked her. That was when my very wise mum said, "Alex, who is the Christian in this scenario?" "Well, I am, of course." "Exactly," she said. "He doesn't know any better than to be insulting to verbally attack you. However, you do. You could have walked away without saying a word. You need to forgive him and ask for his forgiveness for the things you said to him in anger." I was stunned, but she wasn't finished. "If you really want to be a minister of the gospel who practices what you preach, then you need to understand the principle of moving in the opposite spirit. Kindness would have disarmed the situation, because kindness is not what he was expecting from you. He was expecting anger, likely even goading you to see if he could get a reaction out of you, and he succeeded. You allowed his words to become personal instead of seeing him through the eyes of Jesus. Nothing he said to you should have had any bearing on who you are. Next time you find yourself in a similar situation, you need to show love to that person, even when they hurt you. That will change the atmosphere and give you authority over the situation." Her advice seemed impossible to carry out. How could I forgive someone who continually hurt me? I honestly didn't want to forgive Fred, and I told her so. So she went on. "It's true you can't do this by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit's help to forgive. Why don't you go find a quiet place and talk to God about it? Ask him how you should respond." Though I did pray, I didn't need to do so in order to figure things out. I already knew the answer.